The annual self-guided tour of local artist studios in Sarasota starts this weekend. The president of the Fine Arts Society, Alice Allen, says that the mission of the organization is to expose the public to different forms of art. The organization has been providing scholarships to fine arts students for 38 years.
In those years, we have given $600,000 away in scholarship to fine arts students in Sarasota County. We also use the money to make acquisitions for our collection of Florida artists at Van Wezel.
One of the featured artists is Kati Bognar, who designs jewelry. She started to collect beads while living in Nigeria for 4 years, where her husband taught at the university on a Fulbright scholarship. One day, her overprotective rooster, Olu, attacked a trader with a big basket on his head, who stopped by at her house.
And the poor man was running away from this tiny little chicken who was already on his shoulders and was picking his ear. And of course, the big thing from his head fell off and out spilled the most beautiful beads.
Bognar has kept the beads for 30 years in a box. And for 2 years, she has been designing necklaces using glass beads called Mille Fiori, combined with semi-precious stones, mainly turquoise and corals. The beads Bognar uses have their own stories too. They are dating back to the 1600s.
These were the first Mille Fioris which came from Italy. They traveled with camelbacks to Africa to trade for gold. Again, they are starting to have the value come up to gold.
Sculptor Frank Coulson is looking at Bognar's jewelry collection in Krosnick Gallery at Ringling College.
I'm pleased with it. I haven't seen everything yet, but this is certainly an eye-opener here. She has a nice standard of her work.
Another featured artist is Linda Finder. Her subjects include landscapes, flowers, and abstractions in media ranging from watercolor to acrylic, collage, and metallic application.
This is a gift from God for me to continue doing what I love and share it with the world. And I'm here looking at things and just loving being around creative people.
Finder wants to lift the viewer's spirits. That's why she uses a lot of reflective glass in her works. Her white diamonds, jewelry for the walls collection, symbolizes the end of cancer on the planet.
And it's all about white light and about spirits being lifted. As a survivor, my painting gave me a purpose in life, to live.
One of the stops on the tour is the art exhibit at Krosnick Gallery at Ringling School of Arts and Design. This self-guided tour will run for 2 days, March 13 and 14, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. For more information, visit their website, fineartsarasota.com. In Sarasota, Andrea Lipka, reporting for WMNF News.